Hi, Carolina and Robert and the rest of the Daybreak gang. Yes, it's Russell Bowers, the host that just won't go away. Anyway, there were so many stories to choose from in 2015, like our federal election coverage on Daybreak, the Canada Winter Games, or even my broadcast from UNBC for their 25th anniversary. But I picked a small story today, yet a fun one. Crystal from Hubble Homestead was on the show back in July to show me how to make butter in my very own hands using just a small jar of cream you could find at the grocery store. Here's how that sounded.
Why make butter? I mean, it's right there in the package.
It is right there in the pack. It is right there in the package. And it's good butter, too. But, you know, pioneers, you know, not just pioneers, but until the advent of the grocery store, food is a was a major issue. It is a major issue, right? You spend all year preparing food for winter, because that's when you don't have food. You can't just run down to the store to get anything.
Yeah,
so
we forget how plentiful it is.
It's really,
you know, 100 years ago, people lived to 47. There's a reason for that.
Exactly. You know, you come to Hubble Homestead, and what you don't see is that the banks, all the river banks from the house down to the river, that was all garden. And we have a very small garden now because we just don't have time to do it and we don't need it. But the Hubbles were feeding a family of eight, and they were feeding visitors, and they were feeding all kinds of people, and they had to have enough for a whole year. So it was a massive undertaking. And, you know, when one of the things that we do at Hubble Homestead is sort of show how that translates into the winter food. So that includes preserving. So that's sort of a major focus of Taste of the Past, is preserving. And people don't always realize that things like butter and cheese are ways of preserving milk.
Preserving, I suppose, for most people these days is buying a deep freezer for the basement.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that is great. They would totally be using that if they had one, but they didn't have power.
Exactly.
So, you know, they have to prepare things so that they can last for many months in their root cellar, which is the closest thing that they have to a freezer or a fridge.
I mean, as someone who works there, I mean, you have firsthand knowledge of this and certainly have an appreciation for it. But for anyone else who doesn't live this life of living literally or being on a historic home site all the time, why is it important to remember these old skills? I mean, most people these days have even given up on making bread. I mean, that was a staple of the thing that was homemade when I was a kid.
Yes, we actually just made bread yesterday at Dominion Day. And and the thing about bread is people get really intimidated by bread. It's actually really easy. You obviously spend a lot of time perfecting it, but to make a decent loaf of bread isn't very hard. I think it's important because I'm not sure that it's wise to always be relying on other people to give you food. Obviously, the grocery stores, there's food producers, and those people are important, but you need to know how to do some things on your own eventually, I think. And so I'm not saying that everyone should go make all their own butter. It's a fun experiment. It's fun to learn about how it's made and what, you know, what exactly milk is doing when it's making cheese. Learn about food safety, learn about, but, you know, even still, just to know your heritage. And it's not just European heritage either. You know, First Nations people were preserving food.
Yeah.
You can learn a little bit about that in our fish camp. But it's really understanding how your food is, where your food comes from, how it's preserved. I think it gives you a lot of insight into what you're buying at the store, too, and what kind of things you can do at home. The problem with this kind of thing is it takes so much time. And that's why pioneer women were, they didn't have jobs. You didn't have time to have a job if there was a job.
Your job was your life.
Your job was feeding your family, caring for your family, because it was a full-time job plus more. And so having the ability to see where we've come from, how we've reached this point in our food history is, I think, always a good idea just to know a little bit more about.